Rautau. Ko Stephen Day tēnei. This is Arahikoi Aotearoa, telling the stories of people who care for our outdoor access. Today, I'm with Celia Wade-Brown. Celia is best known to many people as the former Mayor of Wellington, but since that political adventure, she has become a different type of adventurer. First, walking Te Araroa, then cycling Tua Aotearoa, and more recently, kayaking around significant parts of the Motu. She's also a member of the Walking Access Commission Board and Te Araroa Trust Board, and she founded Living Streets Aotearoa and organises the Wairarapa Upper Walking Festival. I started by asking Celia about Te Araroa.
It was a very big challenge. I called it my political detox after stopping being mayor. And it was also a great chance to really reconnect with my other half, because, you know, when you're both doing busy jobs, you don't see as much of each other as you might. So going from sort of occasionally passing at breakfast and a couple of meals in the evening through to being 24/7 tested the relationship, and I'd say we came through stronger. Didn't have too many debates about which way the route went. We had one or two. I was quite used to seeing the back of his legs disappearing up a hill, but that was balanced out by he usually made the coffee for me when I got there.
Lovely. Not long after returning from 5 months of exploring the length of New Zealand, Celia then set off on Tua Aotearoa to cycle across the country too. I asked her what made the two experiences different.
Well, the obvious difference is in Tua Aotearoa, at least some of the time you're pedalling.
Yes, ask a silly question.
Actually, quite a lot of the time I found I was pushing the bike, so it was like hiking with a bike up the steep bits or sometimes down the steep bits as well. Tua Aotearoa took me a total of just over 30 days, so it was 1 month as opposed to 5 months. And it was really satisfactory because you always get to somewhere you can eat and drink more easily, but you didn't quite get that away from everything feel that you get from tramping, particularly somewhere like the Richmond Ranges or over the Takitimu Range, where you can make out the route, but there's not really even a path in some of it. So, yeah, if you want a deeply wilderness experience, tramping is still the best way to go.
After that adventure, Celia moved onto the sea and has been kayaking around corners of the Motu. She points out that access is especially important for kayakers.
So often you want to know, can you land somewhere? Or if you desperately need to land somewhere, have you got to be very apologetic to a farmer? Or is it actually dock land and it will be fine? Well, when you're walking to a place, there is a land connection already. Whereas when you're sea kayaking, or for that matter, river kayaking, which I know less about, when you're sea kayaking, sometimes there's a very nice beach to land at and potentially a campsite. One of the issues for access from kayaking is that you can go to places or want to go to places that you can only get to from the sea. When you're walking, obviously, there is some kind of a land access to whether it's a valley or a beach or whatever. But if you're kayaking, sometimes you've gone round some really steep cliffs and there's a little beach and it'd be really nice to land there, but you're not sure whether it's public or not. You're not sure what your rights are. I don't think any landowner is going to object to you landing in an emergency, but this is more for a lunch landing or maybe even camping. It's really important to know whether it's public land or if it's private land.
As a Wellington politician, Celia had a close connection to access issues on the capital's south coast.
One of the areas I worked on when I was a councillor was getting better walking access along the coast from Island Bay round to Lyell Bay, which is, there's been a road there for, I don't know, as long as there's been roads in Wellington probably, but there didn't used to be any proper footpath access. And I was very pleased that both along the Houghton Bay foreshore and then further out to Raikau Point, we've now got quite a decent foot access. What I would say, though, is that we don't have decent cycling access. And cycling is a good form of exercise. It's a good form of commuting. If you can manage to go through a park when you're commuting, whether you're walking or cycling, it's even better. And I was quite motivated to get walking access, and I just wish we had done some separate cycling tracks as well. Now I'm living in the Wairarapa. We're right on the footsteps of the Tararua Forest Park, which is fantastic from the eastern side, which are near Carterton and so on where I live. Locally in the Wairarapa, we've just had a wonderful win with the help of the Walking Access Commission. I haven't been directly involved, but I know the people who care about this area. And it's an area called Rewa Bush. And it's a dock reserve with some fantastic mature podocarps in it that until recently was landlocked by forestry. And there is a physical road, but it had had locked gates. And with the help of the local regional field advisor and some legal advice from head office, the forestry company has now opened the gates, and it just means that people can walk, or they can cycle through there, or they can walk in the bush. And it's a, you know, without physical access, you can't get in there and do bat monitoring, you can't get in there and do trapping. There's a whole lot of environmental outcomes that are supported by good legal physical access. The link between recreation access and environmental work is very interesting. I think probably one of the best examples locally is Makara Peak, which the original motivation was very much to get some mountain bike tracks in, which many of which are fine for walking too. But the particular people involved have done a superb job of revegetation and trapping. And that combination of making a contribution to the planetary good, if you like, as well as having a lot of fun, I think is pure gold.
That was Celia Wade-Brown, Walking Access Commission board member. And I'm Stephen Day, E Kona Mai.